Jaya Radha Madhava Kunja Bihari Gopi Jana Ballabha Girivara Dhari Girivara Dhari Yashoda Nandana Vrajana Ranjana Yashoda Nandana Vrajana Ranjana Yamuna Tira Panatari Yamuna Tira Panatari Jaya Radha Madhava Kunja Bihari Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Krishna, Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Jaya Vishnupad, Paramahamsa Parivagacharya Sarasat, Divine Grace, S.E. Bhaktivinoda Swami Prabhupada Ki Jai, Nantakoti Vaishnavinda Ki, Iskan Fongda Charya Shri Prabhupada Ki Jai, Namashara Shri Lahardas Thakur Ki Jai, Prem Sikaho Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda, Shri Daita Gadada Shri Vasudhi Gaur Bhaktivinoda Ki Jai. All glories to the assembled devotees, all glories to the assembled devotees, all glories to the assembled devotees. Glory to Sri Sri Guru and Gauranga. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Reading from the Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 3, Chapter 24, Text 4, titled Renunciation of Kardama Muni. Sattvaya. Sattvaya radhita shuklo vittanvan mamakam yasha chitate hridaya grantim audaryo brahma bhavana Sattvaya radhita shuklo vitan van mamakam yasha chitate hridaya grantim audaryo brahma bhavana Satvaya Radhita Shuklo Vitan van Mamakam Yasha Chitate Riddaya Grantim Audaryo Brahma Bhavana. Satvaradita Shuklo Satvaradita Shuklo Vitan van Mamakam Yasha Chitate Ridaya Grantim Audaryo Brahma Bhavana Satvaya Radhita Shuklo Vitan van Mamakam Yasha Chitate Radaya Grantim Audaryo Brahma Bhavana.
Matajis
Satvaya Radhika Shuklo Vitan van Mamakam Yasha Chitate Radaya Grantim Audaryo Bhavana Brahma. Satvaya Radhita Shuklo Vitan van Mamakam Yasha Saha hi twaya bayu aradita being worshipped shuklaha the personality of Godhead vitan van spreading mamakam mai yashaha fame cheta he will cut te Yara, Ridhaya of the heart, Grantim not, Audharya, your son, Brahma, knowledge of Brahman, Bhavanaha, teaching. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace Srila Prabhupada. The personality of Godhead, being worshipped by you, will spread by name and fame. He will vanquish the knot of your heart by becoming your son and teaching knowledge of Brahman. Purport. When the Supreme Personality of Godhead comes to disseminate spiritual knowledge for the benefit of all people, he generally descends as the son of a devotee, being pleased by the devotee's devotional service. Supreme Personality of Godhead is the father of everyone. No one, therefore, is his father. But by his inconceivable energy, he accepts some of the devotees as his parents and descendants. So that's the first important point. Then, it is explained here that spiritual knowledge vanquishes the knot of the heart. Matter and spirit are knotted by false ego. This identification of oneself with matter, which is called Hridaya Granti, exists for all conditioned souls, and it becomes more and more tightened. It becomes more and more tightened when there is too much affection for sex life. The explanation was given by Lord Rishabha to his sons that this material world is an atmosphere of attraction between male and female. That attraction takes the shape of a knot in the heart, and by material affection, it becomes still more tight. For people who hanker after material possessions, society, friendship, and love, this knot of affection becomes very strong. It is only by Brahma Bhavana, the instructions by which spiritual knowledge is enhanced, that a knot in the heart is cut to pieces. No material weapon is needed to cut this knot, but it requires bona fide spiritual instruction. Kardama Muni instructed his wife, Devahuti, that the Lord would appear as her son and disseminate spiritual knowledge to cut the knot of material identification. Om Gyanatir Manasya Gyananjana Shalakaya Sakshamantam Yenatasmai Shri Gurubhinam Shri Chaitanya Manovishnam Stapitanyena Bhutile Soyam Rupa Kadamayanda Dari Saparantika Jaya Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Daita Garada Shri Vasadi Gaurba Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Thank you all for coming, and please give me your blessing that I may say something meaningful within our parampara. So this is a very wonderful episode with Kardama Muni and Devahuti. I mean, we've been through a long pastime. It's very wonderful. And so there's a few important points Srila Prabhupada made in the purport. One is that the Lord accepts his special devotees as his parents. Really, there's no need for him to have parents. Actually, he's the parent of everyone. But because of his love for his devotees and the devotees' affection for him, he selected special devotees. So we'll deal with that. And then the other point is when one engages in household life and one engages in different activities, then the heart becomes knotted, and that is very difficult to loosen. And then he told Devahuti that the Lord would enlighten her. So that's the other point. And the third point is that the Lord or devotees, from enlightenment of them, that knot can be untied or loosened. And that knot can be very strong depending to one's attachment. And so I'll touch upon these gradually, but before I do that, I'd like to maybe give a little background. So Kardama Muni, this episode took place, anybody can say how long ago? So how long is that? Anybody? This episode took place almost 2 billion years ago. See? And the way we know it, because Swayambhuva Manu is the force of seven Manus that came. See? And each Manu lives for 300 million years, a little over, and reign for that. Interesting fact here is that Kardama and Devahuti are our progenitors. Like Manu and Shatarupa. And at this point, Kardama Muni and Devahuti have already gotten 9 beautiful daughters. So these are our ancestors, really. See? 9 beautiful daughters. And from these daughters, would come most of the population of the earth, because from one of them would come Kashyapa Muni. And Kashyapa Muni, he would marry the daughters of Daksha, and from them there would be all creatures within the earth from Kashyapa. Kashyapa and the daughters of Daksha. From his daughters, from Kashyapa daughters, all the lower species of life would come about. So this knowledge refutes the evolutionary theory that, you know, man came from like the apes and so forth. Because, I mean, so many parts in Bhagavatam creation has been explained over and over again. And in that way, we're given so much knowledge of how life came about. So when we are bombarded with the concept of evolution from the apes to man, we cannot really accept that. See? So this is very fundamental. Another fundamental point is that from the daughters of Kashyapa came many great personalities. Many, many great personalities came from the daughters of Kashyapa. I'll see if I can remember off my head, and then I'll look in the notes. So the first one was Kashyapa. Maybe I'll mention the names of the daughter from Kala. So another interesting thing is that the daughters of Kashyapa married the sons of Brahma. And Kashyapa himself is a son of Brahma, which means that the daughters of Kardama Muni married Kardama Muni's brother. But these were the mind-born sons. These were the mind-born sons of Brahma. So in one sense we cannot, there's no kind of genetic amalgamation there. You know, they're born from the mind of Brahma. You know, like when you have close relatives marry, what you call it? Is it incest? No. There's a special word. Right. Yeah, but his mind-born sons. Yeah. So anyhow, the idea is that these nine daughters marry the mind-born sons of Brahma. And okay, so I'll briefly run through them. From Kala and Marichi came Kashyapa. Anasuya and Atri came Durvasa, Dattatreya, and Soma. Shraddha and Angira came Brihaspati. Avirbhu and Pulasya came Vaishrava. And from Vaishrava came, you know, Ravana, Kumkaran, and Vibhishan. Yes. And of course, Kuvera also. So from these daughters came also the demons, Pulasya and Pulaha. And then from Kayati and Brigu came Datta and Vidata. So, and from Vidata came Sukracharya, and then Mrikanda and Markandeya. So we can see many, many great personalities came from these daughters of Kardama Muni. And sometimes we wonder, well, you know, how these guys came about. But all these guys, Sukracharya, Durvasa, Kashyapa, so many of them, you see? And so it is fundamental for us to know. And these personalities have been living a very long, long time. We've been hearing about them for such a long time. Okay, so now I'll go back to the purport. And so it's stated that the Lord accepts his exalted devotees as his, the Lord accepts his exalted devotees as his parents. And before that, Srila Prabhupada said, he does not need anyone. He is the father of all. Pita Hamasya Jagato Mata Data Pitamaha. I am the father of this universe, the mother, the support, and the grandchild. So he says that he is the father of everyone. See? And so by his causeless mercy, he accepts his exalted devotees as his parents, devotees with extraordinary qualities. In this case, Kardama Muni and Devahuti. But in other cases, like when the Lord came as Vamanadev, anyone remember who were his parents? Kashyapa and Aditi. Right, when he came as Parshuram was Ranuka and Jamadagni. Then when he came as Rama was Dashrath and Kaushalya, Kekahi and Sumitra, right. Then when he came as Krishna, Devaki and Vasudev. And then Nanda and Yashoda, of course. Nanda and Yashoda, okay, Nanda and Yashoda. And Devi and Devaki and Vasudev and Rohini and so they're helping out, right? Then when he came as Buddha, anybody remember who was that? Maya, Mahamaya and Suddhodan. And then when he will come as Kalki, who is it? Vishnuasya and Sumati. Yeah. So it's good to know these things. Because Bhagavatam gives us, yeah, of course, with Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, you know, everybody knows that one. Yeah. So Bhagavatam gives us all the information we need. There's no need to speculate on anything. You see? And so these are exalted devotees that became the Lord's parents. And actually, to accomplish this task, to some of them observe like penances for a long, long time. Very long time. See? So the next essential point here, and this is the most important one here. And this is tough. It is explained here that spiritual knowledge vanquishes the knot of the heart. Matter and spirit are knotted by false ego. This identification of oneself with matter, which is called Hridaya Granti, exists for all conditioned souls and becomes more and more tightened when it is too much affection for sex life. This world is Maituni Aghar, who is shackled in the force of sex life. Actually, the whole world is spinning. The whole world is spinning, is being created because of this strong desire for intimacy, for copulation. All the animal species, actually from the higher planet down to the lowest really, this force is there. And this force is so powerful and so strong that it affects even the most powerful devotee. Kandu Muni, was on the verge of self-realization. He was almost self-realized. And then the Apsara, Padmalochi, approached him. When she approached him, he fell down. Then what he said, after finishing for a long time at all, he said, "The day has ended and the night has come. It is time for me to go and do my spiritual observances." Padma Lochi says, "Your day is a day of many years." He said, "How much?" He said, 907,000 years. 7 months and 3 days. Kandu said, "What?" Kandu did not realize that all that time had passed to the Apsara. 907,000 years, and he took that for just one day. So much the illusion is. And he was almost on the verge of self-realization. So the scriptures is telling us about this powerful force. Vishwamitra was also on the point of self-realization when Menaka approached him. He spent 10 years with her, and Shakuntala was born. From Kandu and Padmalochi, Maricha was born. And Maricha is the mother of Daksha. See, there's a beautiful story, but I'm not going to get into that really. But I'm thinking. Then Vishwamitra and Menaka, Shakuntala was born. And from Shakuntala, she was married to Dushmanta, and Bharat was born. And Bharat is our ancestors also. His name after Bharatvarsh is also named after him. See? So we have this. And then of course Bhagavatam gives two other powerful stories. The story of Puru Rava. And the other story, Puru Rava and who? Urvasi. And that was also a powerful, powerful lesson. It comes from the Aila Gita. The Aila Gita that gives us a lot of nature of this world. The Aila Gita. And Yayati and Sharmishta. Sharmishta and Devayani. And then Yayati, after he was frustrated with copulation for 1,000 years, he spent never satisfied. He said, "This urge is so powerful. It's like feeding fire with fuel. As the fire is being fed, the fuel keeps burning and burning, never satiated." So this is how the desire is. See? And of course, to curb these desires, and Srila Prabhupada, within his purport, he quoted was Rishabhadev speaking to his son. Pumsa Shriya Maituni Bhavanetam Tayor Mito Ridaya Grantim Ahu. The attraction between male and female is the basic principle of material existence. On the basis of this misconception, which ties together the hearts of the male and female, one becomes attached to the body, home, property, children, and wealth. In this way, one increases life's illusions and thinks in terms of I and mine. Then he says, Nunam pramata kurute vikarma. When one considers sense gratification the aim of life, he becomes mad after materialistic living. And then there was another Prahlad Maharaj. He says, Yan mai tunadi grihamedi sukam hi tucham. Kandu yanena. Hey, kandu, I was wondering if that word kandu was born from this concept. Kandu yanena karoreva dukha dukham. Sex life is compared to the rubbing of two hands to relieve an itch. So-called grihasthas who have no spiritual knowledge think that this itching is the greatest happiness. And then Narad to Yudhishthir, Nanva Agni Pramada Nama, Grita Kumbha Pumam. Women is compared to fire and man is compared to butter. Therefore, a man should avoid associate with his own daughter in a secluded place. He should associate with women only for important business, not otherwise. So our scriptures give us so many lessons and so many stories that there's no need for speculation, and show us the power of this force. And then Srila Prabhupada says, this force and this attraction can be alleviated by transcendental knowledge, spiritual knowledge. And so I'll touch upon that a little more. But then when Yayati finished his 1,000 years of sense gratification, he said, Matra swarsha duhitrava na vivikta shano bhavet. One should not sit on the same seat with one's mother, sister, or daughter. For the senses are so strong that even though he is advanced in knowledge, he may be attracted by sex. And then Srila Prabhupada within that purport says that one can associate with these people, they are his relatives, but one has to be very careful in seclusion, secluded place. One has to be, the force of this urge is very powerful and whatever, you know, I mean, that scripture is saying there really. It's not Trivikram concocting some idea. It's powerful, you see. But then, We can get some good solace. Srila Prabhupada always brings the story of Haridas Thakur. See, and when he was allured by that, it was a prostitute, right? I don't remember so well. But when he was allured by her, he said, let us chant. I mean, I have to finish my, when I finish my rungs, then we can do some stuff, you know? But his rungs never finish. You know, and gradually the prostitute became enlightened. And so that was good. So Srila Prabhupada always used to give us that the great yogis, because they haven't really taken to serious bhakti, becomes affected. But one who takes the Krishna consciousness and bhakti yoga can able to fight this urge better. See, the force of the holy name. And so this is powerful. And Srila Prabhupada gave us regulation. You know, men and women can get married, observe the principles, chant nicely, and then they can engage in sex life for children. That's good too. So it's not like totally bad or it's dangerous, but yet, have to be careful. See, have to be careful. It's butter and fire there. The force is always there. Butter and fire, see, very powerful, can be affected. And so our grihasthas also have to be very careful. I mean, I can remember when I grew up, I was preached, especially by Bhutari Prabhu, you know, always sleep separately and so forth. You know, I mean, sometimes it's not so nice for the wife, especially, or the family, but because we are observing principles, you know, we have to be careful, take precaution. Because what Srila Prabhupada says, especially this sex urge, binds the heart, the knot of the heart, and that brings the attachment. See, when that heart, tied by the knot, Srila Prabhupada said, tied by the knot of false ego. The subtle body is made up of intelligence, mind, and false ego. You see? And that is the via media from the soul to the body, the subtle body. That is the via media. The subtle body connects the soul to the gross body and consciousness and everything. And within that is that false ego. When ego becomes purified, mind, intelligence becomes purified, then it's easy to overcome this force. That knot is being unraveled. See, that knot has been unraveled. But if it's not, it becomes very strong, very strong. And that, when that is so strong and there's problem, like in the family or problem with girls, and there's so much calamity. Some countries, there's suicide. Some countries, they're killing. Maybe in America, it's not so prevalent because that knot is probably not so strong here, really. You know, people, but other places. In fact, within my own family, my brother, after he separated from his wife, he committed suicide. See? So it's a very powerful force, that knot. And he was only 18 years old. Yeah. There was some misunderstanding with the family and so forth. See? But the attachment becomes so strong that you cannot bear it. Many, many countries, sometimes I happen to see some news, so much killing just because of that separation. See? So this knot is very, very powerful. And Kardama is telling Devahuti that the Lord would come and enlighten you. He will enlighten you, Divya Gyan, or on transcendental knowledge. And you would perform divine austerity by serving the Lord. And similarly, we serving the spiritual master or the advanced devotees, we also become enlightened. It is only by this enlightenment that knot becomes loosened and the attraction becomes weakened and one can able to pursue spirituality with ease. Enlightenment of the thing. But what I like to touch upon a little bit is Kapila Dev's teaching to Devahuti. Maybe for a few minutes, because we still got a little time, maybe 5-10 minutes. His teachings to his mother, really, Devahuti, on the attachment, when attachment becomes strong in family life, what happens? When attachment becomes strong, and especially in the material world, this attachment, hey, come on here. Oh, can't get it. Let me see chapter 20. See if I find it here. Good. So what Kapila Dev says to his mother, and this is for the man that does not follow strictly devotional service and the principles. He gives his heart and senses to a woman who falsely charms him with Maya. He enjoys solitary embraces and talking with her, and he's enchanted by the sweet words of the small children. The attached of his holder remains in his family life, which is full of diplomacy and politics, always spreading miseries and controlled by acts of sense gratification. He acts just to counteract the reactions of all his miseries, and he can successfully counteract, as if he can successfully counteract such miseries, he thinks that he is happy. He secures money by committing violence here and there, and although he employs it in the service of his family, he himself eats only a little portion of the food thus purchased. And he goes to hell for those whom he earned the money in such an irregular way. When he suffers reverses in his occupation, he tries again and again to improve himself. But when he is baffled in all attempts and is ruined, he accepts money from others because of excessive greed. Thus, the unfortunate man, unsuccessful in maintaining his family members, is bereft of all beauty. He always thinks of his failure, grieving very deeply. Seeing him unable to support them, his wife and others do not treat him with the same respect as before, even as miserly farmers do not accord the same treatment to their old and worn-out oxen. The foolish family man does not become averse to family life, although he is maintained by those whom he once maintained, deformed by the influence of old age. He prepares himself to meet ultimate death. And this is also like the lesson that Vidura was teaching to Dhritarashtra along the same end too, really. You know, he's being maintained by the people who he harmed and so forth. Thus he remains at home just like a pet dog and eats whatever is so negligently given to him. Afflicted with many illnesses such as dyspepsia, that's some stomach problem, and loss of appetite, he eats only very small morsels of food and he becomes an invalid who cannot work anymore. In that disease condition, one's eyes bulge due to the pressure of air from within, and his glands become congested with mucus. He has difficulty breathing, and upon exhaling and inhaling, he produces a song like gur gur, a rattling within the throat. In this way, he comes under the clutches of death and lies down, surrounded by lamented friends and relatives. And although he wants to speak with them, he no longer can, because he is under the control of time. Thus the man who engages with uncontrolled senses in maintaining a family dies in great grief. Seeing his relatives crying, he dies most pathetically in great pain and without consciousness. At death, he sees the messengers of the Lord of Death come before him. That's the Yamadutas. Their eyes full of wrath, and in great fear he passes stool and urine. As a criminal is arrested for punishment by the constable of the state, a person engaged in criminal sense gratification is similarly arrested by the Yamadutas, who bind him by the neck with strong rope and cover his subtle body so that he may undergo severe punishment. And then there's so much details about the punishment here, really. Actually, the Garuda Purana has it even more details, really, but Lord Kapiladev has also given a great explanation of this punishment and the dangers of being complacent in marriage life, family life, when one becomes, when one slips to the life of Grihamedi, then the suffering can be so great. So great, this episode is a great lesson for us. And I hope we all have imbibed something, you know. And I'll stop here if there's any question or comment or correction.
Although sannyas is not recommended in this age of Kali Yuga, Prabhupada awarded sannyas, but he said only those who are very serious and, you know, genuinely can follow. He recommended that better to be grihastha. And Krishna showed example that he had so many queens and so many children, and he was actually very, how you say, careful, obedient to the queens in such a way. But then as Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was so renounced, so what message do we get? Are we to renounce? Are we to be in family life? Or are we, what is the basic happy medium here?
Interesting question, really. It's, yes. So within the Varnashram system, you have student life, grihastha life, vanaprastha, and then sannyas. See? But the Varnashram system has become greatly watered down. I mean, within ISKCON, the ashram system is still there to some degree. And one other good news is that even though it's stated that this is Kali Yuga, we're on this transitional phase of Kali Yuga. What it means, we're between the verge of Dwarpa Yuga and Kali Yuga. There is called 100 years transitional. 100 celestial years is 36,000 human years. So we're still within that plateau, or we're still within that time concept. So the force of Kali Yuga is not that strong yet. And even elements of Varnashram is still hanging. And then Lord Chaitanya himself, he made so many sannyasis, and he himself was a strict sannyasi. And then Bhaktisiddhanta, Bhaktivinoda, all the acharyas, they still, even though the scripture indeed says, so in some ways we can say, because it's not the depth of Kali Yuga, the fullness of Kali Yuga, you know, sannyasi should not be that difficult to take. Stitadi was joking yesterday. He said, I should take sannyas for a couple of years and then get married. You know? I mean, well, he was really joking, but the idea is, if some devotees can tread the path, can take it, I applaud him. I support him. I myself, when I came to ISKCON, I was young, but before I joined ISKCON, I was close with a girl for a few years, you know. So when I joined the devotees, when I became a devotee, I say I'm finished with marriage life, really. I'll take sannyas. So since then, I've been eyeing, thinking, but how it goes. You know, the shackles, Maitunyagar, that shackle is very strong. As soon as I saw my wife, I can remember she walked in the temple room. I was immediately attracted to her. I got married. You see, so that force is very, very strong. It's not like, you know, and then I got married, and then, you know, everything. Then also thinking, but so coming back to your point, really, we follow the acharyas. Srila Prabhupada made so many sannyasis. He gave warning. He knew some would not, you know, make it. But he still encouraged it, really, for the sake of preaching. If we can have 10 Prana Govindas, we can take over this world here, really. I mean, look, he has not even taken sannyas yet, but look how many devotees he's attracting all the time. You know? His sincerity and force of preaching, really, he's always there. You know, and I am always ready to support him and support his students, you know, because all the devotees should try to emulate things like this. This is how we can get devotees in ISKCON. Every time you see Prana, he gets new and new students all the time. We need men like him, and we need to support him, you see. And devotees too, I mean, if they're in some position and they have the urge. In fact, Jayadvaita Maharaj usually always say, he always tried to wake us up. After you reach 50, try to start renounce and try to go on the other side. He always liked it. Push that, really. And in some ways, it's good, you know, because after 50, Mataji can't make kids anymore. So, you know, it's good to renounce. So anyhow, yes, any other points or question?
Hare Krishna, thank you for the wonderful class. So let's talk about our acharyas. We have 6 Goswamis there, and they were all grihasthas, but a lot of details about their grihastha life is not revealed in public. Like Raghunath Das Goswami, he was son of, let's say, a millionaire in today's day and age equivalent, and he had a most beautiful wife, but that chain couldn't shackle him. So it's up to the state, like Vrindavan is a state of mind, consciousness. So sannyas is also a state of consciousness. Prabhupada talked about grihastha sannyasis also. And let's say Bilva Mangal Thakur, he was a pure devotee of the Lord. Krishna himself gave him darshans. And what did he do, Bilva Mangal Thakur, on his way to Vrindavan? He again got...
He took off his eyes, was it him?
No. Yes, indeed. So the point is that he wrote a very beautiful prayer, because Vandanam is one of the aspects of 9 processes. So he wrote, Yuvati naam yatha yuni, yunam cha yuvatau yatha, mano abhiram te tadvan, mano meram tam tuhi. Translation, something... In my words, it goes like how a young boy is attracted to a young girl and how a young girl is attracted to a young boy. Similarly, he's praying that, oh, my Lord Krishna, oh, sweet Lord. So in the same way, let me be attracted to your name, form, qualities, pastimes, abode, you know. Because when we talk about this attraction, there is nobody can deny it, but then how you handle it, that's the whole process that Prabhupada has given us. Hare Krishna.
Yeah, thank you. Very nice comment, really. Yeah, Hribol Prabhu. And Mataji, you have a question there?
Hare Krishna. You know, we read the story of Ajamil, and his son one time, you know, strict Brahmin, one time, and this is, you know, in previous ages, you know, before Kali Yuga, and he fell down. And in this age, from childhood, we see these acts unlimited times, daily. And so this is the idea that sannyas is very difficult to follow. But so it's explained that, you know, most people should get married and be safe,
good householder,
the grihastha ashram, protected. And then when you overlay that with Krishna consciousness, what Prabhupada has given us, you understand the rules and regulations of household life, the fact that it's a bonding that can actually, if we become too attached, it can destroy our ability to move into the next realm, the spiritual realm, to make advancement in spiritual life. But for most of us, this household life protects us from being just a debauch, you know, going to nightclubs and, you know, having unlimited amounts of partners through our life. And it protects us, and it gives us an opportunity to be peaceful in simple household life and to go through the karma, because most of us, I mean, being born in Kali Yuga, very degraded, looking at my own life, very degraded background. But the opportunity that Srila Prabhupada has given us gives us the opportunity to become not only Brahmas, but Vaishnavas, the highest specimen of living entities within this material existence. And so, you know, it's not a matter of, you know, we see sannyasis who fall down and we see households that are strict. So it's, in this age of Kali, everything is a contradiction. Wrong is right. You know, one who's wearing saffron is fallen down and one who's wearing white is very fixed up. So these external things are not so important. What's important is the change of the heart, chanting sincerely, association with devotee, seva. And these things are what will uplift us and give us the opportunity to become purified and to give up the lower taste for the higher taste of Krishna consciousness.
Good point, definitely. Good point. Yeah, yeah. But sometimes we have to note sannyas has its advantages too. I mean, it's not, you know, we can deny that. And the householder has, you know, I mean, has his advantages. I mean, and like the great point you made, really, he's always protected there, really. You know, but also as one gets older, as devotee gets older, when you hit like 65 and going up, really, then I think most householders should really engage in stronger preaching. Because it comes a time when it's very difficult to preach. When one hit like 75 and over, really, it's not so easy. But we're still lucky to have some devotees that are still here, kicking strong and and supporting the preaching so much, really, you know? But, householders maybe from 60 to 75 should preach very strongly because, you know, there's not too much pull of the senses in those ages. Yeah.
So in our Panchatattva, Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita, 3 grihasthas out of 5, so majority is?
Yes, yes, good, good.
Thank you for the class and thank you Prabhu Radha Krishna for this wonderful comment. My personal view, you know, in these times is that it's very valuable. We have so many great grihastras, Vaishnavas, and because they are honest. On the other hand, you know, we have so many, we have some sannyasis. They are not real sannyas. You know, they are not honest. So we have to be very, how can I say? We have to be very careful and use our own intelligence, use Prabhupada's books to figure out who is the real honest and not fall, like falling any sannyasi because oh, he's a sannyasi. That means, you know, he is pure and this and that. No, you have to follow an honest person, you know, an honest grihastra than a fake sannyas. But we have very great sannyasis too.
Good point. Good point. Yeah. But I think, you know, our sannyasis, they're trying. I mean, it could be a hard life, especially when you take sannyas at a young age, you know. It's thing.
It's not about trying or not, it's about being
honest. Yeah. Of course, yeah.
If you are trying, then you should not be
sannyas. Yeah. That's true. Good point. Okay. Srimad Bhagavatam Ki Jai. Thank you all for...